Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Is It Peak? Today, we are discussing the first three episodes of Succession Season 4, the final season. Joining me for this very special occasion is Imperfect Dan.
What's up?
We also have Cinebad, aka Cinebased.
Hey.
And we have Rez.
Hey.
We're back after 25 years.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, man. It's just such a shame that Johnny Cooper got shot and killed in Atlanta last night.
He got Logan Roy'd, bro.
We're not there yet.
Whoa. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler warning. For real.
All right. So what are our initial thoughts on season four so far? First three episodes.
I mean, everyone knows that I'm a Succession chill. I've been a chill for like 2 years now. So obviously, I thought they were amazing. I thought the first episode was amazing. I thought the second episode was amazing. And obviously, the third one is probably the best episode of the entire series. The dialogue's fantastic. It looks, you know, like Succession. The acting is off the charts already. And obviously, we have, you know, quite a ride left remaining for these next seven episodes.
I think all seasons of the show have started well. But like, this has been like, feels like the actual peak of the show. Especially since they got, like, the third episode is, like, the best episode of the whole show. Like, that's saying a lot about just how good it's been already.
I'm, like, more of a casual Succession fan. But, like, with season four, my question was more so, like, what would be, like, kind of the major drama thing going on for the final season? Like, what would be the big thing? I liked the first two episodes, especially in episode two when Logan was kind of going to the kids and, like, he was trying to get them to join their team. I thought that was really good. That kind of cemented the season for me. And then obviously episode three, which kind of shifts the whole thing. I'm very interested to see how the season turns out because so far it's been pretty interesting.
Well, for me, I definitely liked the first two episodes, especially episode two, like for why Dan said. Although I thought season two and three started better. And then episode three came out and now no, definitely season four started off the best so far. I don't think season one started that good though. Kind of don't like the start of season one.
I think season one starts a lot better than season two. Because season
what?
Two
is... Whoa.
Start of season two is so good.
Start of season two is great.
I think season three starts the best, honestly. Apart from season four
yeah,
now, but you know.
I'm going to be real. Like, I love season four, episode one. I don't know how I would rank it versus season three, episode one. But I feel like we all knew where we were when season three, episode one premiered. Like, it's just that type of...
With the first episode of season four, I maybe it's just because I haven't watched it in so long, but there was a couple things where I was just like, I don't remember. Like when Mel talked about like Pierce and shit, like I didn't fucking remember that at all from like season two or whatever it was.
Pierce?
Yeah, I remember Naomi Pierce because she's Kendall's hot girlfriend.
To be fair, Cinebad and Atrez were the ones that rewatched past three seasons, so.
Only me. I think he only rewatched season three.
I think season two and three had better starters. Especially season two. I like how it started with like the new Kendall Roy.
I really liked the first two episodes of season three when Ken was trying to get all the siblings to join him and utterly failing. I mean, I guess season four kind of has a parallel of that scene, but now it's Logan trying to be a nice guy for once. When you think about it, really telegraphing his death hard.
I think one of the interesting things comparing, and I know we can move past this eventually, comparing all the first episodes of each season, is that each of the ones from the first three seasons, they kind of start like right after the finales, whereas it's kind of a time skip, and we kind of have to fill in the blanks for season four, episode one. Like, we kind of have to know that, oh, the kids aren't officially apart from Waystar, but they drafted their resignation statements. They're starting their own little news, like, subordinate company, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I think that was a big problem I had when I was first watching the first episode. At least, what, a couple months have passed, surely, between 3 and 4. I wanted to see, like, the immediate fallout with, like, Shiv and Tom right after season 3, but I guess it didn't really matter since we got that breakup scene at the end of the episode, which kind of filled that purpose. In the first, I don't think Kendall's been much of, like, a major character so far this season.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, I think we can all agree that the major character has been Roman mostly.
Roman and Shiv as usual. Shiv's been like a major thing since season two though.
But Shiv's a bitch, so
yeah.
There was also tons of Logan since, well, we now know because he was dying. Like, there's tons of Logan in the first two episodes.
I feel like a lot of Kendall's best moments is usually like defined by his relationship with Logan. So it's like that now is like, what's that going to be like? How is he going to fit into the story the same way as everyone else?
Well, now there's the whole like, who's going to be the successor, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we should dive into, I guess, the first episode now.
Is it that what we've been doing?
Past the cold open.
Yeah.
Past the cold open.
Well, the rest of the episode is just like the siblings fucking around trying to get Pierce. Is that like Pierce's company or?
It's the company that they were trying to acquire in season two, like the middle of season two, the Pierce Media Group, I'm pretty sure.
Were they just completely absent in season three or?
Yeah, the deal kind of stopped after the cruise stuff came out. And they kind of.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't remember it.
Like, it's obviously not a smart deal, but they do it based off emotion and shit.
Yeah, which is why Roman was so apprehensive about it, because he's still a Logan Dick writer.
I like what Roman was doing in that episode. He was actually kind of passionate about that fake media company that they made up.
The 100?
Yeah, the 100. Yeah, you could tell he was actually kind of trying to avoid conflict, partially because he's a Logan Dick writer, like you said, but also, I don't know, I guess Shiv and Ken are just kind of annoying.
I'm surprised. I guess thank God for the Logan thing, because otherwise they probably would have all fell apart by episode four at this point. But I guess Logan's death is now going to bring them back together. Or not. I don't know.
I think it's just a matter of, like, Ken and Shiv, they're kind of most focused on taking down Logan. I think they're more so concerned about that than anything.
But Roman was the one who got, like, the most... Actually, I guess Shiv was the one who got the most fucked over at the end of season three, but, I mean, Roman was fucking having a little hissy fit as well. But I guess he's not of a revenge type. I feel like the only other major thing that we have to talk about with episode one is that Shiv and Tom scene at the end.
Wait, Greg joke.
Disgusting brothers, we have the sets tape.
So let me see if I remember this correctly. And he was explaining what was happening in the room. Like, they didn't actually do anything, right? It was just brimming?
They shoved their hands down each other's pants and rummaged to fruition.
Well, my favorite scene, of the other than the Shiv and Tom scene, might have been, like, Logan challenging everyone to...
Try to joke
tell
with
him a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, because kind of like Tony Soprano-esque.
Especially, like, since the entire episode, there's kind of this sense of, like, Logan kind of wishing that the kids was with him. It's like he's getting a sense that, like, oh, this is, like, near the end of his life. And only Connor showed up in his birthday.
Yeah, because Connor's a fucking loser. Also, maybe it's just because I haven't watched a show in a while, but jumping into this first episode, like, I was getting really fucking annoyed by, like, how the characters were talking and stuff. Like, I know it's how they always talk, but just for, like, because I've been watching Saul again recently, and then jumping to this is, like, the exact opposite in terms of how people talk and say their ums and ahs and all that crap.
Well, they were a bit different because of the tension, because Logan was, like, more, I guess, on edge than he usually is because of the Gojo stuff.
Yeah, like, that scene with Tom and Logan where Tom's, like, trying to say, like, hey, Shiv's broke up with me, like, what the fuck is that? What am I right now? It's just so fucking awkward.
That's just how
awkward.
Tom talks, though, right?
I know.
He just stumbles stuff and just says stupid things. Isn't it kind of funny how a lot of Twitter people just now realize that Greg is kind of a terrible person, just like everyone else?
What, in real life or in the show?
No, in this show, not in real life.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of getting tired. The Greg-Tom thing is kind of getting, I don't want to say not funny anymore, but it's like...
I mean, it's definitely reaching levels of arrogant because the kids aren't around and everything. I think that's intentional.
I think my favorite Greg moment in this season has been when, like, he tries to, like, talk to his siblings in episode three, but just, like, fuck off, we don't want to talk to you.
I just want to know how they'll progress it after what happened in season three. Like, I wonder how they'll progress the Greg and Tom relationship.
They won't.
I think there's going to be a falling out because of, like, now.
Tom wanted Greg to delete some shit off his computer. Do we know what that was?
I think he was just freaking out because he couldn't process that Logan was dead.
I actually read somewhere that it might have been, like, emails mentioning how Jerry and Sid were about to be fired.
Yeah, I think that is what it was.
What someone mentioned about how that relationship is going to progress. I mean, they kind of have to stick together now, right? They don't have Logan in their corner. Or Tom doesn't have Logan in his corner. I don't think Logan ever liked Greg that much anyways. And we've seen, you know, Greg, he's willing to switch sides very easily.
Yeah, Greg's the biggest fucking snake there is, bro.
Yeah, he didn't fuck Kendall over because the documents probably weren't that bad anyways, but he didn't snake out pretty easily.
I think Greg is gonna go to jail or fall off a cliff or something.
I think Tom needs to leave Greg behind and team up with Carrie.
I don't know what else there is to do. She was just Logan's assistant.
No, she was an up and coming presenter at ATN News.
So should we talk about the Tom and Shiv scene?
Yeah, it was good.
It's Kino, best part of that first episode, honestly. They kind of stole
easily
it right there.
Saved it from being mid, honestly.
I thought they were going to argue.
Kind of funny when Tom just says, well, I can make love to you one more time if you want. That was kind of funny. But
that was embarrassing, bro.
Honestly, I was expecting an argument because I remember, like, early on in the conversation, Tom was like, do you really want to go back in terms of the shit that you did to me? Like, she didn't. And I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be an argument.
He was kind of cooking there.
He was about to cook.
There was some line in Betrayal that wasn't in the scene, which was...
Well, are you talking about a different scene? Because there's a scene where they're on the balcony, and he's like, you have hurt me more than you could possibly imagine.
I thought that was that scene. It looked like it was part from
later,
that scene.
No, it's later.
Oh.
Oh, it's still coming?
So...
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
It's kind of weird how even Shiv knows that Tom and Greg called themselves the Disgusting Brothers. That just kind of... That was just gross to me when I found that out.
Well, I doubt Tom's going around saying that. It's just Greg being a fucking weirdo. The Disgusting Brothers thing, for some reason, felt like the kind of thing they put in so people would post about it on Twitter, but that's just me being cynical, probably.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's just meant to be cringe, obviously.
I liked how Shiv asked Tom if they take turns.
She was fucking ripping into him, and he was not putting up a fight. What are we rating episode 1 out of 10, I guess?
I'll do that. 10 out of 10, I'll be.
The 10.
Yeah, I'll give it a solid 8.
Yeah, you fucking hater.
I have to, you can't just give every episode a 10, bro. Okay, moving on. Episode 2, The Rehearsal. Definitely a better episode, I would say, than episode 1.
So the first half is not better, but the second half is much better than the first episode.
How does this one start? All I know is that, you know, Shiv's trying to call attorneys, divorce attorneys, and she finds out that Tom was dirty and, like, tied them all up with conflicts and everything.
Yeah, that is the first scene before the intro. And then after that, it's Logan fucking around at ATN. Logan saying, I'm still around, guys. I'm definitely not going to die next episode.
Brian Cox really went all out for acting scene.
In hindsight, it's really wild how, like, his two performances in episode 1 and episode 2 juxtapose each other so much. Like, he's obviously going through that, like, I don't know, midlife crisis type thing in episode 1. And episode 2, he, like, finds a drive and he's trying to convince everyone and himself that, you know, this isn't the end for him. He's going to be more active than ever in ATN and everything.
Did anyone predict at all after episode 1 and 2 that he was gone next episode? Did anyone at all predict that?
Nope.
I heard jokes about it because people were saying the episode was really, really good. So people were saying maybe Logan dies.
People just say that about every episode.
I think the thing was that it was the episode titles. Like, no one would expect anything in the episode named Connor's Wedding. Plus, from the trailers we saw, literally they show every footage, like, before the death happens.
I read after the fact that some people wisen up because, like, all the shots from Logan are, like, from the first two episodes, like, in the trailer and stuff. So people are like, wait, he's going to be gone. And apparently, like, last year or something, while they were filming, like, the scene where, like, his body bag gets taken off a plane, like, someone called that.
Well, I remember seeing a set photo of an airplane, and then they had an ambulance.
Oh, maybe it was that then, yeah. Someone saw that, apparently, but I didn't hear about that till after the episode.
No. We need to talk about how annoying Shiv was in this episode, and then how annoying Kendall was in this episode, because they were trying to ruin that deal, and Connor was going through a rough time. And he obviously needed the money because he's a dummy. He spent all his current money on, like, Napoleon stuff and his presidential campaign that's going nowhere.
Yeah, Willow was being weird, too, because we know she doesn't actually love Connor. Everyone knows.
Wait, what?
Whoa. No.
Yeah, she did.
That's not
true. Serious?
That's not true.
Yeah.
Literally, they make it explicit that that's not true. Come on.
No, they make it explicit that it is true, bro. She's like, yeah, I'm here for money.
Okay, we'll get to that later.
Do you guys agree that Shiv and Kendall were annoyed? Especially when they saw that Roman was texting their father happy birthday. And, like, yeah, we find out that Roman was actually, like, kind of a rat. But, like, before we found that out, like, they were kind of being
annoyed
about it.
Kendall and Shiv were on the right track because they do need more. Like, they're just trying to get them more money. Like, obviously, they could jeopardize it, but, you know, they're smart people.
That's what they were trying to do, yeah.
I guess they were annoying, but that's kind of like how they always are.
Wait, you're telling me Kendall was being annoying?
I did feel bad for Connor, like, most of the time, but especially this time.
I don't feel bad for Connor. He's just a laughingstock.
Come on.
Yeah, he's just a libertarian who thinks we shouldn't have seatbelts in cars.
And Connor has always been, like, the father figure, kind of father figure for the siblings, and they just, like, don't care about him.
I thought Roman was being a fucking bitch, especially this episode when, like...
How?
She was talking about how when Connor was trying to track Willow, like, on a fucking phone or something, he was like... And it's like, oh yeah, she's off fucking some other guy right now, bro.
That's just Roman's way of, like, trying to be supportive. You're just trying to make a joke out of it.
Yeah, his way of being supportive is fucking dickish, bro.
Like, remember when Kendall confessed that he killed that kid?
I don't think that's compare. I'm sorry, that's not.
I think the difference comes down to Roman. That's just Roman being, like, Roman and genuine, you know? Like, he's being genuinely a dick, but the other two, Shiv and Kendall, like, Shiv She doesn't care about Connor's concerns about money. She just wants to screw up the deal. And then Kendall just straight up gets a call from Madsen that says, if you push this deal, I will just walk. I won't buy the company at all. And he still goes like, oh, we could still get more money from Madsen. You know, this is a smart decision.
So it's like he doesn't give a crap.
Yeah, he was purposefully trying to...
Yeah. He's just trying to tank it, yeah.
Why would he do that?
It really serves no benefit to Kendall either way. I mean, if he does pull through with that, because even he warned him.
I think Kendall just loves chaos.
He's the Joker. Jeremy Strong Joker? Let's make it happen.
Shut up, bro.
Let's just talk about the scene where Logan comes over.
It was awesome.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it seems pretty obvious that they had a scene with all of them before. Even fucking Connor was there.
You forgot about Greg, as in Gray. He's still part of the family.
What did you guys think about the scene, you know? I think we're all going to say similar things, but what did you guys think about it?
It was mid.
It was fucking really good, but like... Obviously Logan was being genuine about it. Shiv was being an asshole in the scene, but like very fucking justified, obviously.
Was Logan being genuine, like before the end, or not serious people? He was being genuine there, but you know,
I think he was the whole time.
I
honestly
think I'm kind of with HN, but I do think it's a little complicated in terms of his motivations. Because he's obviously is trying to use them.
It doesn't help that he had fucking Kerry there, like his little fucking puppet, just trying to like Kerry needs to get the fuck out of there.
I love Kerry.
I think he knew he was all dying, think about all the existential stuff.
Cinnabat, I think that's just him being old, like, because he's thinking about all this on his birthday, so he's just like, oh, wow, I'm old.
Yeah, but this is, like, more, I think he knew he was coming closer, like, even...
Yeah, especially Roman was trying to be, like, let's do this, and then Kendall and Shiv were just being fucking around. My favorite part was when Kendall was like, oh, you want to apologize? How about you also apologize for, like, locking Roman in a cage and, like, fucking... What was that shit with, like, Connor's mom or something? It was, like...
He sent Connor's mom to a mental institute.
This scene was satisfying because, like, you got to actually see them, like, air out, like, every, like, past thing. I thought they'd go farther than they did, but it was still fine. Everybody was waiting for Kendall to mention, like, the big thing, but, like, he doesn't actually talk about it, obviously, because...
The big thing just... that's not even relevant anymore. That's just, like, that's the result, basically.
What are we talking about?
His old car accident.
Why would Kendall mention that if that's... Logan,
I mean,
has
the fact
that
he made him, the fact that he literally manipulated him, like, after all of that happened, like, he figured it out, and then he tried gaslighting him many times. He sent him to the victim's house, like, that's wild.
Okay, but unrelated, but Kendall didn't do anything wrong, and it was actually the kid's fault that he did it.
I mean, he just took one more drug addict out of this world, so...
it's kind of annoying when they say he killed a kid, like, that's not a kid. That guy was, like, what, he had to be at least 18.
And the kid did take the steering wheel and drive into a...
Yeah, literally, he took the fucking steering wheel. Kendall was going to be responsible and slam into that
Bro,
fucking deal.
We are not having this debate.
Well, yeah, episode two, good episode. Better than episode one, I like.
It's kind of... Isn't it kind of funny how they kind of subverted our expectations a little bit by having this whole scene where, like, oh, Roman's a little spy. We're like, how's that going to play out for the rest of the season?
it just didn't. Well, yeah, that's my absolute favorite thing about the Logan death. Like, obviously, it was telegraphed to some extent, but it really, like, just wasn't foreshadowed at all. Like, the plot was just going one way, and now it's just going to go a completely different way out of nowhere.
I was going to say, did Roman even tell his siblings that he's joining his dad? Like, you just...
Oh, no.
At the wedding?
No.
I don't think he really was, anyway.
Like, he was answering calls from his dad, but he's still with the siblings?
He was just being a little cunt.
Does he ever mention it? Do y'all think he's ever going to bring it up, though? Or, like, do you think that chance is gone?
I mean, he might, but it won't be important.
Literally, everyone knows he is a Logan, except for...
I have a question, because at the end of episode two, Logan suddenly, like, I don't want Jerry around. What, is there, like, any real reason for him just suddenly fucking hating Jerry, or is it just because...
It's because if he invests in Roman, he knows he probably can't invest in Jerry anymore because of, like, the dick pictures and everything.
I think he's also just on edge. He didn't like laughing at Kerry.
Is Logan that delusional that he thinks Kerry was actually, like, good at a little rehearsal thing, or what?
I just think he didn't want people, like, treating her like a joke.
Yeah, well, she is a joke, so...
Jerry could still be fired. Roman knows... Tom probably knows.
Yeah, but none of them thought it was, like, a good decision.
What even power does Jerry have? She's, like, a lawyer?
I mean, she was still CEO at the time, right?
Jerry's, like, the most competent out of all of them.
Wasn't she, like, their chief attorney before she became interim CEO?
I'll be honest, I didn't even know Jerry was a lawyer.
Dude, I don't even know what, like, half these guys' jobs are. Like, what the hell does Hugo do?
Literally, what does Hugo
do? He was the cruises guy.
He just has an interesting build.
And Carolina, she's like the secretary or something?
She's awesome. I love Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina's awesome.
The season would be a 10 out of 10 if we had more Jess.
Yeah, can we talk about how Jess has hardly been in this fucking season so far? Yeah, all the Jess content we've gotten is Roman yelling at her. I don't appreciate that. We need a solo Jess episode next episode.
It will appear in the Logan funeral episode.
Oh, Logan's funeral is going to be a good episode.
I don't even
know. Are they even going to do that? I feel like we just skip it.
Of course they are. What do you mean?
No, nah, they'll fucking skip it. You know this fucking show. They'll skip it.
The show doesn't do anything unless it's important. So I don't know what's...
Oh, no, I think the funeral of Logan fucking Roy would be kind of important, or at least just good to see.
What's going
to
happen in the funeral?
They're going to have a little fucking argument.
What happened in the funeral that would already happen in this episode?
No. Okay, Senator, I think it would just be kind of cool to show all these people, like Logan's old guard, the kids, and all that. You know, they're going to be trying to claw and fight at each other for the rest of the season. It would be cool to show them all sort of not fighting in one spot for Logan's funeral.
Well, yeah, Logan's funeral serves as a good way to get all the characters together in one spot so, like, drama can ensue.
I wonder if Ewan will be sad.
Ewan will definitely be there. We haven't seen Ewan yet. He'll be at the fucking funeral and he'll, like, say some dumb shit about how, like...
He'll be dancing or some shit. I don't know.
I think the thing is, there will be a funeral, probably. I just don't think it'll take that much prevalence in whatever next episode it happens. Because most of the mourning we've seen...
Yeah, it won't be like the main focus. It's like how Connor's wedding wasn't the focus of Connor's wedding.
I think it'll be, if they do it, I think it'll be episode 5 or 6.
Can we just talk about when the kids get the phone call from Tom? That was just out of a fucking blue.
The minute he said, your father is sick, I kind of already knew because people were like going and having crazy reactions.
Yeah,
like, oh my
same.
God, Kyle, what the fuck just happened? They weren't actually saying what happened, but like, I knew. I already knew.
I've seen some people say that they didn't believe Logan was dead until like the very end of the episode. Were you guys like thinking that at all?
That was me for like the first 20 minutes.
I think it was clear that he was dead. It was just a matter of like kind of being in that state of disbelief.
No, well, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking like just Logan's the type of father to call the kids and maybe like for 5 minutes be like, you know, oh, tell my kids that I'm dead. You know, see how they would react. See what their last words would be. I don't know if it's corny or bad writing, but I was genuinely thinking that.
Yeah, I knew from a start, but I did like say no, I was kind of like half spoiled because you guys wouldn't fucking stop hyping up.
I literally watched like 5 minutes after it aired, and people were already going, "Oh my gosh, what the fuck happened?"
I think everybody, like we all kind of like knew it was happening. It was just a matter of like being in a state of disbelief, like the fact that they would even do it this early, having the same reactions as the siblings are having, because like they know that he's dead. It's just they're kind of in shock. They're like, "No way." Yeah, especially Roman.
Especially Roman. I think we all can all agree we knew Logan was going to die this season. When did we all think it was going to happen? Because I thought it was going to happen like episode 5 or 6.
I thought we wouldn't see his death. Like it wouldn't happen in the show.
I thought it would be around the finale.
I'm not going to lie. I completely forgot that like about the possibility of Logan. I just didn't think it would happen. Just the way that people were describing, like how Brian Cox... other cast members were describing that, you know, they were like, oh, the finale, like, this could probably come for another season. I was just, I guess that kind of went to my head, oh, this won't be like a definitive type thing, nothing super definitive, like, Logan's death is going to happen and stuff like that.
Yeah, were they just trolling or were they just idiots?
Brent Crawford's trolling. He said he felt nothing while filming the finale.
Yeah, but that's because he's just a fucking asshole. Yeah, my absolute favorite part of this episode is that we don't see Logan die at all. Like, really?
It was kind of jarring. Like, did anybody expect, like, a last thing that he would say to the kids, or...
Would feel way too corny if, like, his last words were...
I don't know. I thought he would say some shit to, like, Kendall or something. He just breathed something.
They would call back to, in season 1, when he said Kendall was... He was like, you fucking idiot. He was just gonna say that again.
They did it perfect. It would have been corny if he did, like, say some last words, like, some random state of delirium or something. It just would have been...
The whole point of this episode is to make it, like, as realistic, like, this is, like, a real, like, realistic as hell. Like, sometimes you just get the call and someone's just fucking gone, you know? It just happens.
It took a while for them to, like, you know, really just make of what happens, but at the same time, you know in the back of your head, like, he's really dead. And, I liked how... It was a little comedic, like, when Rome and Ken were on the phone, because, like, they just kept cursing, and he was like, wait, what the fuck's happening? Like, they just keep interrupting each other.
I thought Kendall was keeping, like, a pretty level head throughout the whole thing, honestly.
It was pretty cool seeing that scene where Kendall was like, oh, we have to decide now what we're gonna do. He was talking about how their actions have to be like unimpeachable because the whole world is watching like what they're about to say and do, even though this is a personal matter and stuff, you know.
Even when a big tragedy is happening, they can't properly cope with it like a normal human being because they have to think about the business aspect of it. So this is how they cope with it.
But like in the moment, obviously, I think we can all agree that the acting from the three mains was just insanely good. Especially Shiv, I would say.
Yeah, Shiv's performance is great, but you know, Ray Seahorn, she's still better win that at me. I'm sorry.
Ray Seahorn is in the fucking dust.
I know, but and he bit my heart. I just think her performance is just so better.
The only one they have any chance with is Odenkirk for lead, and even then that's like barely at this point.
Yeah, he's not winning that.
I think he has a chance because Succession lead is looking like a toss-up.
Well, I saw on Twitter that, like that would thinking of like submitting fucking like Roman for lead as well. I was like, why the fuck
yeah,
did you do that?
Yeah, they are.
I feel like even fucking like Millie Alcock or some shit could be like a supporting and stealer for Ray
at
right, this point.
Chill out. I don't want to.
I'm being realistic.
Also, the drag show right now. We're talking about a real show.
Now let's talk about how it took him 20 fucking years to fucking even think of Connor.
It's because
they don't care about him because when they were going to tell him, they were afraid because they didn't want to see his reaction like that.
They care about it. They just dead ass forgot. Can we talk about how funny Connor's reaction was? It was just like, oh, he didn't like me.
That wasn't funny. That was sad.
What are you talking about? Laughing?
It was funny and it was sad, okay?
It was not funny. That was not funny.
I thought it was funny, okay? I thought it was funny. I giggled. I didn't giggle, but it was funny.
He never even loved me, and then Hachin just starts laughing like crazy.
When the person that is like your parent didn't really like you like that dies, it's like, how do you even react? Like, because for the siblings, they try to play it up. It's like, yeah, I always loved you and everything. But like, we've seen the show. It's like, it was never like that. You know, it was very complicated.
Connor deciding to just get married, it was kind of just like moving on from the family.
Connor honestly got a dub at the end of the day.
Okay, we can talk about Dan thinking Willa actually loves Connor now.
Wait. What did Dan say?
Okay, let me substantiate real quick. I think Willa definitely cares for him. Because even though it's a little contentious from everything we've seen before, I think this episode, you know, she was like, he literally asks her directly, are you just here for the money or is it me that you like? And then she obviously admits like, yeah, obviously the money is good, but it's like...
I think she does care about him on some level, but it is like 90% money and 10%, he's not that bad.
She cares about the money, but she's happy, so it's okay.
I honestly thought in that scene where they're in that room that Jerry was going to like somehow let the siblings know that Roman was... giving messages out on Logan's behalf.
That'd be pretty bitchy of her.
Yeah, but she's valid because they're firing her.
Yeah, but she's on fire now. Can we talk about the Carrie scene?
I think she was just in shock and everyone was just
she,
making fun
she,
of her.
Carrie was like me watching that episode, just laughing.
But that was kind of weird. I thought they were just kind of weird. They're just making fun of her when she was obviously kind of confused and in pain. They just thought they were joking about it. It was kind of funny, but also like think of it at a grounded perspective and kind of crazy how they just thought it was funny that she was shocked from that. One of the most jarring scenes was when Tom started just yelling at Greg, and then out of nowhere he just started breaking down and crying, saying he's not okay.
Tom just has like a weird way of coping with situations.
You remember the chicken scene?
Yeah, the chicken scene.
The chicken scene. That's so funny. That's how he copes with these.
Now Tom can eat all the chicken he wants and no one will stop him.
I think Tom is less screwed than Greg because Tom can still recover the Shiv, but Greg is kind of like, he has no one.
I think Tom is going to go like off the rails, honestly. I think Greg's just going to like, I don't think Greg gives a shit.
I mean, Greg has like more, like he's more of a killer.
I mean, but Greg has more at stake because Uncle Ewan cut him off and gave away all parts of his will.
What are we thinking? Greg, the final villain of the show. He's like the final boss. Like Jeff and Better Call Saul.
Should we talk about like the last 10 minutes or whatever with the statement and then...
That was Shiv's performance once again. Fucking A+ material there.
I don't know why they made Shiv do it. She was like the most unstable.
I feel like Ken should have done it.
Think about kind of the fact that this all takes place in a year. The fact is that, you know, I think the media probably still remembers Ken as the guy who, you know, publicly called out his father.
I guess a part of it was good that she was kind of crying. People can sympathize with her. And then Roman was the only one that saw the, went to take a look at. Logan, I think, right?
Maybe he was still in disbelief, or maybe he's just like that much of a dick rider. I don't know.
I think it's a little bit of both. So
he definitely hated Logan the least out of them.
I know. I think he hates him the most. He just suppresses that because of trauma.
It's kind of hard to talk about this episode like scene by scene because since it's not really like separate scenes, it's just like things happening.
It's one just after one the other. Prolonged crisis, you know?
Yeah.
It was like technically a 27-page scene.
Yeah, I heard about that. Like, the second Tom gets on the phone with him, it's just, like, nonstop fuckery until, like...
It's awesome, though. I love that. But...
Yeah, I know. Can we talk about how this episode deserves to take the top spot over Ozymandias?
Not sure. I love Ozymandias.
I mean, obviously, I can't comment since I can't even say Ozzy's my favorite Breaking Bad episode, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I think it's better, but it's not like... I don't think this episode is the greatest TV episode ever.
Can we all agree it's the best Succession episode?
Yeah, I can't say. Probably.
I haven't rewatched a whole show, so I can't really say, but I feel like there might be some wacky episodes like fucking Safe Room that like I might like more just on a pure like entertainment level.
Best comedic episode.
Safe Room is probably like the best script. Just like just by like dialogue purely, it's like the best.
And also the family therapy episode. I really fucking love that episode.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
I think the best episodes are this is not for tears, and All the Bells Say.
I'd also put the season one finale up there, but I know I'm the only one who likes that episode.
I think it's really, really, really good, but I think season two finale and season three finale is better.
I think I like season one finale the most.
Same guy who thinks Better Call Saul one is the best.
No, I changed my mind now. I now like season four the most because I just finished rewatching it.
Let's rate season four, episode three, because, you know, we're all obviously going to have different
I'm definitely feeling a six on this one, you know, a 6 out of 10.
I'm feeling a strong 9 to a 10 on this thing.
That strong 9.
Don't be a Fantano. Come on.
I'm feeling a light 10 on this one.
This is a good episode, but the Game of Thrones episode where... That's the winner.
It is. I'm not even joking. This episode is almost as good as Alpine Shepherd Boy. Plus, in terms of, like, pure shock factor, like, what rivals this, like, fucking plan and execution?
It's not even just the shock factor. It's also just, like, how everybody reacts, how much time the episode spends on this whole, like, is he dead or will he be dead? Like, I don't know. It's just very realistic.
Yep, it's definitely better than Rock and Hard Place.
Oh, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there.
And it's definitely better than planned execution.
Wait, Cinder, would you say planned execution is the worst Better Call Saul episode?
Not the worst, but it's probably bottom 10.
Oh my god.
No, just stop. Just stop.
Oh my god. I'm keeping that in.
Oh, we get it.
I still like it.
And people say my ranking was contrarian, bro.
Your ranking is terrible.
No, I don't remember. Sure, it's terrible, but it's not that terrible.
Yeah.
I think Winner was at 1, so it's okay. So this episode was shocking, but Jesse Armstrong said episode 8 is the most shocking episode of the season.
I think he's trolling.
I think he's trolling.
Was he trolling?
No, I think he was 100% trolling to draw attention away from episode 3.
That really could be.
Or Kendall jumps off Empire State Building.
Why do you want Kendall to die so bad?
Cinnabon is one of the main characters to commit suicide for a while. He said this about BoJack. Like, it keeps happening, man. It's never gonna happen.
I would bet money on Kendall never dying. I mean, he'll die eventually, but not in this show.
It would probably be the most obvious choice, yeah.
Everyone thinking that Kendall might not die because of Logan dying means he might actually die.
I think, personally speaking, I wonder if the show is gonna end with the kids kind of, like, realizing that maybe this path of Waystar isn't really the path for them, or like especially Kendall, like, because they've teased the idea that, like, yeah, you can look for something different, but the thing is, now that Logan is dead, kind of throws that off the water. Maybe the tragic thing that happens isn't whether somebody dies, it's that just stay being obsessed with this Waystar life and they're not thinking about anything else. Maybe that's the real tragedy.
Okay, I have a question. I want everyone to say, do we think Waystar is going to exist by the end of this show?
Yeah, it's going to exist.
Yeah.
Not under any of the Roys, but yes.
That would be a nice
Who is going to be CEO?
I don't know. Fucking...
Hugo.
Tom is going to try to win back Shiv. I think that's going to happen.
Can we talk about how Brian Cox said that he's back for, like, at least one other scene.
I feel like a flashback would be so weird in the show, even though I really wanted one.
The finale's gonna be fucking Saul Gone 2.0, and Brian Cox is gonna ask Kendall what he would do with a time machine.
If they did a flashback episode, but like, it's not like just flashbacks laced within the episode. It's like a whole entire flashback of Logan treating the kids when they were younger. I think that would be baller as fuck. I don't care if it
that'd be kind of cool.
No, because the thing is, in the intro, we always like see like little bits of I would assume flashbacks.
Imagine if they did like the Succession intro, but then like the VHS filter goes away and it's just like the rest of the episode. Succession needs its nippy bro. Yeah, so Succession season 4, pretty good so far. Has it already peaked though? I think so.
No. If the finale is not better than this episode, it's going to be a pretty disappointing show.
I can't even picture how the show would end. This isn't like Better Call Saul where like the end's kind of obvious. Like, this is like, I have no idea.
Succession's going to be obviously more grand, but it's not going to be like Better Call Saul type thing.
So it's not going to be good.
I'm completely okay predicting that the Better Call Saul finale is probably going to be better than Succession's. I'm okay saying that.
I'm predicting a 9.4 rating for the final episode of Succession on IMDb. So do we think this season will turn out to be the best one?
We'll see.
Yeah. It definitely looks like it's going to be crazy as hell.
Thanks for watching/listening.